I'm gonna just
Pretty.
All right.
I was just gonna say, you probably think that's really pretty though.
It's old.
Okay, I'm going to call the initial meeting for the Bourbonnais 250 Freedom event in Bolton, to order at 9 o'clock. And first thing that I have is just to verify the date is you are still good with the last weekend in September.
So we can do the last weekend in September. It's part of the things that have been moving around in the Northern Department schedule. The town of Dighton, Massachusetts, has their celebration on September 25th and 26th, and Eric Travail is part of the group that is organizing that, so he won't be able to make it.
Well, that
So that would be Friday and Saturday. That week.
okay. So then are you saying that pushing it to first weekend in October is better for you?
We could do that.
That would be October 3rd and 4th.
So we have that time slot available. We could back it up a week and do, I think that's the 18th.
19th and 20th.
The 18th, yeah, September 18th through the 20th.
Okay.
Okay.
39th wedding. You could do a
I
night
like the
crowd.
18th and 19th simply because I have commitments though in October.
And we'll fire a volley for Jim's anniversary.
No, can I do your job? No.
John just doesn't want the first week of October.
He's away.
He's away. I know. He's never been part of one.
Nope. So
So
it's always been that time during
give him a
my dad's
chance.
play present.
So
What
9/18 through
do you mean going
9/20.
away?
Nine
Are you kidding
18
me?
through 9/20.
You are definitely
Okay. So they
going
asked
to
away.
begin in the spring.
Okay.
That's what changed.
Okay.
No, but yeah. So we're moving it
Okay.
back in 19, 18,
18,
nineteen.
19, 20?
Yes.
That's what I have.
Okay, and that works for Eric.
Yes.
Okay, so because at this point we're flexible. No advertisements gone out. I don't believe there's anything else going on the farm. We
Yeah,
have,
I mean, you would probably be at least as aware.
yeah,
Hey, Sue, can you grab the book?
we have a farmer who is very willing to work with us this year. Tommy's. Oh, he is. He's very
Yeah,
good.
Tom has.
Tommy's
He's
great.
always been easier.
So let's set September 18, 19,
Could you
and
check to see
20.
if there's anything going on September 18, 19, 20?
We would prefer to have Eric be part of it since he is part of the planning and a big part of your group. Are
18,
you?
19, 20, nothing. Just transfer station.
Okay.
Transfer station's open. That's it.
Good, people will be coming through the center of town. We'll put a sign at the transfer station. Make note.
Thank you. Thank you, Sue.
Okay, excellent. What was I going to say? Oh, one of the suggestions that you had had for this time around was to do one of those big cooking pits. So that if So instead of having individual fire pits and cooking things, quite often when the troops camped, they had one massive pit. And it is massive, right?
It certainly it can be, and we can scale it up or down to some degree. I sent you a few photos a while ago. I don't remember if they had any dimensions on them.
Don't think they had dimensions, and I would have to go back in my archives and see if I got
Can
them.
we guesstimate? Are we talking 10 feet? Or are we talking 20 feet?
Three by
It's,
ten.
if we did a half oven, so it's a half circle, somewhere in the order of 10 to 15 feet. It's basically enough that when someone is standing down in it, the pit that they're standing in is usually between, knee height to thigh height. And so the purpose is you dig a trench, you throw the dirt up into the middle, which makes a mound, and then there is kind of this shelf that runs around the edge that people are essentially cooking on.
Okay.
And it's just
And
all dirt.
you guys have you I've never seen one. I've never used one. This is something that the Bourbonnais have used before and
Yeah.
have enjoyed it.
We have.
Okay.
It's not something we do very often because a lot of sites don't like to dig something that deep.
Correct. Okay.
And what's the average depth? You said knee to thigh height, so it's
Two.
2 to 3 feet deep.
Yes.
Okay.
And is this something you would be hand digging, or do you need a colonial era backhoe?
Colonial era backhoe would be a lot better.
Okay.
We have one of those. Yeah.
So the interesting fact about this is when the archaeologists were on site, they saw a discoloration in the soil, which they thought was possibly one of these pits. Hey, Ria.
Hi, I'm here.
And so if it's okay with Jim and John and Tommy, which I'm
As long as so here are my caveats. A, we can't be digging in certain areas, right?
it's an archaeological question now that it's been surveyed. And I would think that we do need to be sensitive to them. And I would ask Sarah.
Right. So that we have to be cautious of that,
Correct.
and then we have to make sure that we're not interfering with anything that
Tommy wants.
with the farmer's lease.
Correct.
And then the third one is we can't be in too proximate to any structures.
Correct. And we also need to make sure that when we're done, you never know next year that it was there.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So I believe that you guys would probably want to camp where you were before.
Yes.
And I believe that is going to be disturbed for the Lhotse Trail anyway, around in there with some digging.
Yeah, so the other thing is, we are intending to go to construction for that septic field this year. So,
Septic field, but that's in a different spot.
well, except there's a pipe that's going all the way out there.
Okay.
So we've got to make sure that the two don't interfere with each other.
Right.
I mean, most of this is on a weekend anyway, so
Correct.
it's not a big deal, but we don't need to have a mess out there from construction at the same time that they're trying to do their encampment.
So there's a few things going on the farm. Site improvements, which will be huge, but at the same time, we are in an area that should not affect you other than this pipe. I haven't seen the drawing, so.
Kind of follows the trail. Correct, right? Through the
It
back
it
end.
follows it really follows the Heritage Farm Trail until we get to the other side of the stone wall.
Okay.
And then it goes out to, toward the current Rose place.
Okay. Something that.
It's just over the crest of the hill, as I recall.
So maybe the best thing for us to do in August, end of August, is have a meeting and have it be a site meeting.
Okay.
And that way we can see where the town is at. We can see what's what. We'll have permission from the archaeologists and the, or we won't have permission, but we would. Let's positive thinking here. Have permission from those that we need. And we can plan for our end of September, mid-September event.
Okay.
Let's call it mid-September. The other thing that I wanted to ask you was, we had displays last year. We had the beekeeper and we had the archaeologist. And how did the Bourbonnais feel about having that as part of their event?
Oh, I liked it. It's anytime we can have the public see some, original specimens, we're all for it. That's great.
And having the vendors there that weren't period correct was okay with you?
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm thinking since this is a 250th Freedom event, I may see if we can't get more local farmers and do a farmers mart, small controlled farmers market, no tractors, no businesses, but have a market as well. If that's okay with you guys.
Oh, sounds good.
That's different from their commissary, or is it the same?
Correct. It will be different. It'll be
Okay.
Betty's Bees again.
Okay, like we
Maybe
have
I can
got
get
it.
them somebody who sells eggs, and
I'm just making
Tommy
note
might want to
that
bring
it'll
his
cheaper.
tomatoes.
Sewers at the same time.
And my loan processor is like nowhere to be found. So I think
Okay, do
it.
you have any questions from us for us?
I don't think so. No questions yet. On our
Okay.
side, we have certainly our group, and I've gotten some interest out of the Connecticut 6th Regiment, and I'll be getting them involved. And we're trying to connect up with the His Majesty's 9th Regiment of Foot to see if we can get some of their members there. So we may have some red coats there.
Okay.
Well,
Will we have the doctor and will they be willing to come again?
I have to contact Ray. I think he will. He lives pretty close. As long as his health is good, I think he'll be up for it.
Okay. And we do have a budget.
I don't know how much, but yes.
Is that fluctuating?
Well, I mean, we spend some money out of the account every now and again. We bought some new flags last year, but I just don't have any off the top of my head. I have no idea how much money we have available.
Okay. Sometimes these guys, especially when they're super busy, will ask for compensation for travel. Is that within reason? Is that an assumption I should be making or not making? Will it make a difference in their attendance?
It might. We can give some of the reenactors a daily stipend.
Which is on average.
On average, $50 a head a day, usually something like that, or $50 a head in an event.
Okay,
But
that can be
that's,
crazy.
So
Yeah, but
why don't you work with Patrick to come up with a budget?
okay.
And then let me know what your desire is, and I'll see if I can match that with what we have available.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Um, what did we what did we do last year? I don't remember.
I think it was a couple $1,000 is where we ended
What
up.
was the total budget? And that
Yeah.
included food and wood and
Yeah. So I mean it might be something where if we just have something similar to what we did the last time where, the food was provided and the wood and the porta-johns, that might be fine too.
okay.
It I
We
mean we're
will we
flexible. Figure it out.
okay. We would like to expand, especially if we go to the go through creating a pit. We'd like to expand the cooking for the public in some way. So at because everybody really enjoyed that. It was a great draw, and it was a great learning experience. So as I think a lot of our planning can be through emails, simply because we've done this before. And so I'm thinking maybe every 2 months we meet until we get closer,
Yeah,
or
I think
as
that's,
needed, or
yeah, I think that's fine.
does that work for you?
Yes.
Okay. So in the
Do you
meantime, you can be talking to the reenactors and see if the food and everything is acceptable, if the specialty people like the doctors and the broom makers and whatnot need an incentive to come, we can work that out. We
Yeah, I
have
think that's a
total
good idea. That's a good idea. Just the individual kind of craftspeople, the specialists.
Right. Because they really did, they were really a great addition. Everybody enjoyed that. Not that you guys weren't wonderful, but you know what I mean. We do have potable water on site now. There's a hydrant, so there will be no buffalo. We do have a nice dry, the manure pit has been filled in, and we will probably put up either my tent, so we don't have to rent one. There'll be a small tent in case it's bad weather again. And those are things that we're thinking right now. And so if you can think of anything else, or if Eric has anything, you know the size of the farm, you know what you can do with it.
And the farm is open to the public at all times during the day. So if you guys feel like you want to take a trek up and just, refamiliarize with your just yourselves with the site, you don't even have to tell us. You're welcome to just pop on up.
Okay. How does the town feel about us reaching out to we call them sutlers, but they're essentially they're period vendors. They typically
That's
sell,
perfect.
reproduction 18th century
That's
stuff.
fine.
Okay.
That's fine. The only thing that we would require is, and I don't know this offhand, is if they require a license to sell stuff, that they just have it with them or give it to the town ahead of time. I don't know if they do or don't. I really don't have an answer to that.
Okay. I'll find out.
Okay.
Always need a tax.
Yeah, but just in case,
We don't want
just so that we cross our T's and dot our I's and we have
Yeah,
everything in place
the
that
only
we
thing is
need.
if they're selling food, I think if they're selling
If
food
they're
stuff,
selling food, then we have to have
then that's
a
an Eastern Highlands Health to Trade
right.
thing. But
Yeah,
if they're, you know, if
these
it's,
are
you know,
typically
if
hard
it's durable
goods.
goods or something
Right.
like that, but
Clothing and guns and
whether or not they collect sales tax and pay sales tax, that's their problem, not mine.
okay. So it doesn't sound like it's an issue. And I think that that's great.
Yeah.
I think
People
it
like we have
adds.
to be able to advertise that, I think, so people like a craft. Like it would entice more people to come, believe it or not, I think.
I think it'd be fabulous. It'd be great. So yes, definitely pursue that. Do you guys have any other questions?
Don't.
Not just really enough.
Okay.
I just had a thought after listening to the discussion here. And I'm just wondering if there's a company that could cater a kind of colonial dinner that would be outside, and people could buy tickets in advance. I
That would
think
be
that would be kind
a whole separate thing that we would have to organize and we
of
would have
right.
to get approval
Okay.
with. But that's also something that we could, and I'm sure the, you know, once we have your schedule of when you want, you know, how you want things to go, and include in that a cooking participation with the public. I think that's a good idea, Rio. We can look into it, whether or not we can make it happen. I think it's a really good idea.
Well, is it too much for one weekend?
That's another question. Is it too much for one weekend? Run it by Eric and see what he thinks. But we never did get the dancing part together last time. And all that other stuff, but it was a fabulous event, regardless of what did or didn't happen, and it'll be a fabulous event again. So we just have to keep fingers crossed for
That's it.
getting
I
out
know.
positive thoughts now. No hurricanes, no Irenes.
That was, we had two of cases.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even
Okay.
a
Short and sweet. Anything else on anybody's part?
No, I'm good.
We're good. Feel free to email, and we will
And thank you for your time this morning.
Oh, of
Appreciate it.
course, you're
And
welcome.
I don't think we need to set right now a time for a meeting in 2 months. My calendar changes too quickly, and I'm sure yours does too.
It does. I will say that normally Monday mornings and Friday mornings are often good for me.
Okay, so
Same,
we'll leave
same
it at
here. So
Friday morning.
April, so.
April, May. Yeah, we'll see how.
Like Arlene said, I mean, I think you guys can do a lot of the legwork now just by communicating by email. I think the next thing is to come back to me with a budget, so that I can look and make sure that we have the funding available.
And we know the food and wood costs, so we can figure that out.
I did find the email that I sent you, Arlene, with the pictures of the camp kitchen and the layout.
Okay.
Do
Do
you
you
want
have
me to?
Jim and John's email in a stream somewhere?
I have jrupert@boltonct.gov.
Yep.
All right,
Do you have John
and
Butromovich? He
I
should
do.
be in the agenda.
Hang on a second.
Should be in the agenda stream.
Back here to my inbox.
It's we're on camera now.
Don't think it hurt.
Okay, good.
Here
You
we
could always
go.
delete before.
You can always send it to him.
Didn't go to your face, so I'm
I
thinking.
have
That's John.
JBUTRYMOVICH. Okay.
Yeah.
All
Yeah. So
right.
if you send it to Jim, John, and myself, and Kevin, and Rhea, well, just send it to the agenda list, and then it goes to everybody. If that's easier for you.
I'll have to do some copy and pasting, but I'll send it out in the next 5 minutes or
Thank
so.
you.
You're
Perfect.
welcome.
And
Perfect.
then if you guys, while you're talking about budget, decide how big of a pit you need, then those photographs can have some dimensions, and we can also, then I can go to Sarah and I can go to Tommy with dimensions.
Okay.
So, good. All set?
All set.
Okay. I don't need a motion, do
No, there's
I?
no quorum of any group here, so
Okay.
it's really just to get together and talk about semantics.
Right, exactly. Okay. Thank you very much. 9:24. We're going to end the meeting.
Have
Thank
a good
you, and
weekend, all.
we will be
Thank
in
you.
touch.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
My finger's not working this morning.
To high school. Till
Why
now.
are my fingers not working?
So.
There we go.